Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We'll spin that conversation about stay off of Tom, protecting quarterbacks, in another direction for you in about an hour from now. Adam Berry joins us at 9 o'clock. Clean up some Pirates issues. Jason LaCanfora, radio.com sports NFL insider, joins us at 8:30 as we continue to ramp up to Steelers, Niners, 4:25 kickoff Sunday afternoon in San Francisco. A lot of it will focus on the defensive side of the ball, obviously, with the acquisition of Minkah Fitzpatrick. We talked about 10 first-round draft picks now on this defensive side of the roster for Keith Butler to work with. One of those first-round draft picks who's had his troubles in the first 2 weeks is Devin Bush, and he was asked about that other addition, Minkah Fitzpatrick, yesterday afternoon in the Steelers locker room.
This boy has speed, playmaking ability. Just another great athlete out there in the field to make plays.
Do you know him before here?
I knew of him. I never met him personally, so today is my first day meeting in person. So,
what'd you think out there, first day of practicing?
He's sharp. He's very, very smart. Picked up on it well. Communication was well. He just picked up on it pretty quickly.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because you're a rookie, a first rounder. Is it easy to pick up the terminology to get? I mean, how much time is he going to? How long is it going
to
take?
Oh man, it may take him to the end of the week. Just learn the different terminology, but it's not too hard once you hear it over and over again.
Devin, as a guy who's learning the system as well, what some of the advice you could have for him?
Honestly, just to not get frustrated with it, kind of just to take it in and keep practicing, keep going with it, especially me, ask a lot of questions, and stay on top of it.
Are you guys setting up a first-rounders only club on defense now?
I guess. I mean, that's how I look. Yeah, I guess so.
It's a lot of guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's what coach want, what coach got.
Is that putting more pressure on you guys to perform?
Nah, not at all. It just allows us to play with more confidence, play faster and have another playmaker out there on the field.
Through 2 weeks, what do you think's been the biggest issue for you guys to?
Just getting settled in, with just, new communication things and the different ways we do things.
Did you go over those touchdowns in the Seattle game?
Yeah.
You guys got that figured out?
Yes, sir.
You talked a little bit after the, I think it was the Tampa preseason game. You were talking about angles, knowing where you are in the field. Is that still the?
Yeah, definitely, man. It's just being aware of the situations, being where you are in the field.
Both of those, that far off.
Exactly.
So what is it? Just get back to the spot quicker.
Just knowing where you're going before you go, and just getting there with urgency.
Is there any pressure on maybe trying to be too good now, 0-2, the situation you guys ran?
Not at all. Maybe going there one game at a time. You're going there for a game plan. You're going there for a mission, and that's to come out with a W. So every week is a mission to get a W.
What do you see on the other side of the field? Mason, I mean, you get a new quarterback down. That's a big story this week, too.
I believe him. This team definitely believes in him. We're gonna ride with him the whole way through. So, he's going to be good.
Devin, I'm sure you knew coming into this you were going to be tested. Teams were going to come after you. Has it been more or less than what you thought?
Based off of the past few games, kind of just been in a flow. I can't really tell you what the offense was trying to do, but I wouldn't say I was the only person being singled out, I guess you could say. I mean, at the end of the day, it's 11 people in the field.
Devin, what has Coach Tomlin told you that Francisco's been so good running the ball?
I think the running backs are really good. The tight ends are good at blocking. They got good blocking tight ends. I think they the combination of play action and establish their run game makes them.
Mike was talking about Kittle as a blocker, which was a little interesting given how many receiving yards he got last year. Is he being brought in, kept in to block more often?
Yeah. Kittle's a guy they use a lot on the offense. you know, they believe him, and it shows up on the tape.
Devin Bush in the Steelers locker room yesterday afternoon.
What an intriguing sort of crossroad that we're at already after 2 weeks with him.
Well, and not just with him. What I think is interesting is that his personal crossroads, if you want to put it that way, ties in directly to what I think is a crossroads that probably should have been crossed already for Keith Butler long ago. But you go into week three on the road out west against an offense that's looked really good the first 2 weeks of the season, and you've got an opportunity to maybe simplify your defense a bit because your young inside linebackers had some struggles. You've added a new piece on the back end of the defense in Minkah Fitzpatrick, and you've got a ton of athletes that you can just sort of cut loose and have them go after the game, run after the ball, make some plays. And does he decide to do that, Keith Butler? I think the accumulation of talent on the defensive side of the ball now squarely puts the ball in his court as to, all right, show us what you can do with the defense, Keith. Can you put this thing together? Or have we accumulated all this first-round, second-round talent and you still can't figure out how best to utilize it?
Here's the other scary part about all this, too, is that through the first 2 weeks, the Steelers, if they've played who they played, and he got a little bit exposed last week, Devin Bush has, and he's going to play the best of the three tight ends now. That's the one where I think if you're into admitting what the truth is, you got to be a little bit frightened as a Steeler fan to say, well, Gronk doesn't play for the Patriots anymore. Some guy who nobody knew who he was from Montana, that lives in Montana, comes and exposes him against the Seahawks. And now you got a guy that's a bona fide, legit NFL guy that everybody in the league looks around at and goes, Kittle's is good.
Yeah.
He's really good. This is the best of the three. What could happen now? Either he raises his level of play and learns from the first 2 weeks, or this is lined up to be really bad.
Well, it's an opportunity for Devin Bush and the defense as a whole. Minkah Fitzpatrick will be a part of this too in his first game as a Steeler to prove that they can use their athletic ability to run all over the field and make some plays rather than getting caught up in the middle thinking about what they should be doing. They can actually go out and do it, something they haven't gone out and done on the West Coast. Win. We'll go over some numbers in the Mike Tomlin era of their failures on the West Coast and pretty much Rockies and West, Denver, Arizona, Oakland, San Francisco. We'll go over all of it next here on the Fan Morning Show, presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. But it is a big weekend of football. Best place to go to get some skin in the game, FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, maybe you think about that geography whenever you lay down your bet. And you can do that, luckily, with FanDuel Sportsbook. You bet on every football game anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Maybe you think about the team going out west and playing in this game. Make sure you use promo code FAN when you bet. Use any bet. Do college bets. You can go with pro bets and anything. Spreads, over-unders, parlays, props, round robins, more. Check it out, FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, because if you haven't signed up yet and you use that promo code FAN, you're going to get a risk-free bet worth up to $500. You don't win? FanDuel, they give you your bet back up to $500 in site credit. There's never been a better time to try it out at FanDuel. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.